is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's word Grammy-winning singer Roberta Flack has died.
Drumming my bed with his fingers.
Killing Me Softly was one of two number one hits she had in successive years in the early 1970s.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly.
The first time ever I saw your face was the other.
The first time ever I saw.
Both songs Grammy winners. Her publicist says Roberta Flack had ALS. She was 88. Attorneys for federal workers say in an updated lawsuit filed today in California that Elon Musk violated the law this weekend, demanding that employees explain their accomplishments or risk being fired. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The president's own newly confirmed FBI director, Kash Patel, as well as the Department of Defense and the State Department, telling employees not to respond to that email listing five or so accomplishments over the past week. Some labor employment attorneys have also said that those emails may not even be legal. So already heading into this new week, we are seeing a notable pushback by some of these departments.
In a letter to colleagues, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is calling for members to protest the Republican budget proposal on the steps of the Capitol tomorrow. Now to Rome, CBS's Seth Doan has the latest on Pope Francis, who's hospitalized in critical condition.
We're just hearing not long ago from a Vatican source that the Pope woke up, he was able to get out of bed, that he is eating normally, that he is taking his regular medications, and that he is in good humor. So that is the absolute latest. This morning we had heard simply that he had slept well and was resting.
3 years ago today, Russia invaded Ukraine. As the war heads into a fourth year, U.S. support under President Trump for Ukraine appears to be wavering. CBS News contributor H.R. McMaster served in the first Trump term.
Putin plays Trump with, you know, the prospects of a big deal, you know, that he could be the peacemaker. He gives him his warped version of history. And so that's what you heard from Donald Trump. Those were all the Kremlin's talking points.
Jury selection today in the trial of a man accused of killing seven people during a 2022 July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois. Legal analyst Bain Rosenbaum.
The defendant was offered a plea deal, but the total number of charges would have left him with a lifetime prison sentence. So he decided to take his chances with a local jury and go to trial.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 18 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two people were rescued from that Racine House explosion and fire last week. One of the victims is already out of the hospital. Another is making progress. Tim LaPointe has been released while his daughter Michelle Hawes is recovering from skin graft surgery for more severe burns. An investigation into what happened is continuing. A 38-year-old construction company owner from Black River Falls died in that Racine County house fire last week. Jeffrey Paradise was apparently living in the property while fixing it up. Space heaters were found where he was sleeping, but the exact cause of the fire and his death are still under investigation. The Milwaukee Brewers are selling commemorative Bob Uecker patches for $12. Proceeds will go to Uecker's preferred charities. The team will wear the patch throughout this season to honor the late Hall of Fame broadcaster. Brewers baseball on WRJN starts this Saturday. And the Milwaukee Mile will host the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 weekend. That's in August. Kenosha-based Snap-on Inc. has signed on as the new title sponsor of the big weekend. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a five-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A blast of spring today. Under partly sunny skies, highs will soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, though, with the west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It'll become cloudy tonight, with spotty sprinkles possible, and temperatures falling to right around the freezing mark. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Have you signed up for the WRJN newsletter? Lots of news about what's going on around the area and with the radio station, too. Keep in touch. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, come on. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm
Radio Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine.
better live in his world than live without him.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. And I'm Dan Marcus, reminding you that the Racine County I Thrive Home and Wellness Expo is coming up in a couple of weeks. And did you hear Don Rosen talking about it this morning? Interesting stuff going to happen. I can just kind of sum it up a little bit. Home remodeling tips, energy efficiency tips, sustainable living experts, wellness practitioners. WRJN will be there broadcasting. It's presented by Racine County I at Memorial Hall, the 1st and the 2nd, 10 until 4. Tickets at the door, $10 each. RacineCountyI.com is where you want to go for all the details.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Tell me maybe that someday will all be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and free tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair August 7th from Don Rosen tomorrow.
No, no.
Show me tonight, yeah. Hey.
Former, he had written for many people before that. I'm Dan Marcus. Here comes Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with another update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the victims of that home explosion in Racine is already out of the hospital. Another is making progress. Tim LaPointe was released from the hospital. His daughter, Michelle Hawes, underwent skin graft surgery for more severe burns. The family has yet to visit the damaged home on Gilson Street. Neighbors rushed in after the explosion to save the two before the place went up in flames. An investigation continues into what happened. The world's oldest continuously operating motor speedway has an old friend joining them this year. The Milwaukee Mile will host the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 weekend in August. The Kenosha-based tool manufacturer Snap-on is the new title sponsor, and it comes after a successful return of IndyCar racing to the mile last year. A fatal house fire in Union Grove last week claimed the life of a contractor. 38-year-old Jeffrey Paradise, a construction company owner from Black River Falls, was renovating the property last Thursday. First responders found his body after putting out the fire that broke out at around 8 that night. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. They say space heaters were found in the room he was sleeping in. The exact cause of the fire and his death are yet to be determined. There's been a lot made about how new federal policies could impact us locally. There are some wondering if the Great Lakes could be impacted. You can go deeper on the story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
A blast of spring today. Under partly sunny skies, highs will soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, though, with the west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It'll become cloudy tonight, with spotty sprinkles possible, and temperatures falling to right around the freezing mark. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Yeah.
she should miss my love one of these old days. If you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Supremeless, meaning solo, no Supremes. Chiffons, however, got a warning for the girls. Watch out for this guy. He's a sweet talking guy. Stay away from him. WRJN.
Sweeter than sugar.
station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We also got James Brown.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
out there. CBS News will tell you in a matter of minutes here on WRJN.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
believe.